Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. What we're going to do this week is we're going to go to a dessert this time, and what we're going to be making is banana pudding. So, if you're not from the South, this is a very, very common thing in potlucks. It's really simple to make, it makes a good amount of food, and it's pretty much loved by everyone, and it's really simple to make. And this recipe comes from someone from my church, so I would like to thank them, and it comes from my church's cookbook. But it's a very simple thing to make, whether you're making it for a potluck or just for family or friends. But let's go ahead with that and get into what we're going to need in order to make this. So what you're going to need for tools is you're going to need one bowl to finish it in, to put your dessert in once you finish. The recipe calls for a 3-quart trifle dish. If you don't have that, any kind of bowl will work. You're going to need a good amount because you're going to make 2 packets of pudding as well as have bananas and everything in it. So get a decent-sized bowl. The more cylindrical shaped it is, the better. But if you have to use more than one, have one as a backup just so you know how much you're going to make the first time, because it sometimes comes out to more than what you're going to expect. But you're going to need a bowl for serving it. What you're also going to need is you're going to need one mixing bowl, because you're going to be mixing up a good amount of ingredients, and you're going to want to have a good-sized mixing bowl. You're also going to need a spatula, preferably a silicone spatula, something that you can use to mix all these ingredients together and to scrape the side of the bowl as you're mixing and when you're done. I also use a whisk, but you can use an electric blender, or you can use that spatula if you don't have one of those. But it's very... That's all. You're also going to need just a knife. A butter knife works best because you're just cutting a banana. You're not cutting anything else. So it doesn't have to be a sharp knife. And for ingredients, what you're going to have is you're going to have 2 boxes of instant vanilla pudding. And you want to make sure this is instant pudding because you sometimes let this chill, but it doesn't necessarily have to. So make sure it's instant pudding. You can use vanilla and you can use whatever other flavor you might think goes well. You're also going to need 3 cups of cold milk. Any kind of milk works. I use skim milk, but whatever you have will work. You're going to need 12 ounces of whipped topping. Thawed. If it's not thawed, that's all right, but it's easier if it's thawed. 1 cup or 8 ounces of sour cream, and that is sour cream, but you don't taste it, so don't worry. Some vanilla wafers, and then some bananas, usually about 4 to 6, but it just depends on how thick you slice your bananas. But that's all we're going to be using as far as ingredients. So with that, let's go ahead and start cooking. Alright, so first thing we're going to do is we're going to take our pudding mix, and I'm using just regular vanilla pudding mix, instant pudding mix, you need to make sure that is, but you can try whatever you want. I sometime in the future want to try this with chocolate pudding, but I'm not doing that this time around, but whatever flavor pudding you want should be fine. So what we're going to do, we're going to take these 2 boxes, open them up, and we're just going to put that into our mixing bowl. Make sure you be careful because it is a fine just powder, so we want to make sure we don't get a mess anywhere. If you get it on stuff, you can get it up with a wet rag, but it's better if you don't make a mess in the first place. So the next thing we're going to do, we're going to take our milk and we're going to mix that in. So with 2 boxes, we're going to use 3 cups of milk, and you can use whatever milk you have on hand. I have skim milk, so that's what I'm going to use. But this should work with any type of milk you want. And this isn't necessarily exact. If you half it, you just use half the milk. But this is just so we can go ahead and make the base of our pudding. So that's 2 cups. If it's not precise, it's all right. Pour that in. We get 1 more cup. And then we can go ahead and put our milk away so it doesn't sit out too long. And we're going to also go ahead and rinse out our measuring cup so that the milk in there doesn't start to stink later on. But just rinse that out really quickly. And then if you have an electric mixer, you can use that here. I am just going to be using a regular wire whisk. If you don't have that, any kind of spoon will work. But you just want to make sure you break up all the little clumps of mix. And you want to make sure everything gets dissolved. So what I do is I have this whisk going in a clockwise direction. Depending on what hand you are and what feels comfortable, you might go the other way. But I have my whisk going in a clockwise direction. And then I'm turning the bowl in the other way just to make sure I scrape all the parts of that. And it's not going to set it to a thick pudding because instant pudding sets once you leave it in the fridge for a while. We're not going to do that just yet. But you'll notice it is pretty thick. But it should still be liquidy, which is what we want. And then just make sure, scrape the bottom, make sure there's no powder sitting on the bottom because that'll get you packets of dry flavoring and dry pudding mix, which is not good. But once you get it all, what you're gonna do, whisk it up a little bit. Next, we're going to take our whipped topping, frozen whipped topping. Now, it's good if you set this out beforehand. I forgot to, so I put it in the microwave for just a few seconds. That works too. If you do that, you need to make sure you watch it because it is a plastic container that shouldn't be left in there long. But if you do it on defrost for a short amount of time, it'll be okay. I'm gonna rinse something off really quick. But you're going to need, once again, 12 ounces of this. So I couldn't find a 12 ounce one, so I got a 16 ounce one. And you might be in the same position. But just make sure you leave a... If you get a 16 ounce one, you leave a quarter of it in. If you get 2 8 ounce ones, you leave half of one of them, use all the rest. If you don't have it exact, that's all right. But you don't want to use too much or else you'll only have Cool Whip flavoring. Once you get a little bit, make sure you scrape it out. Now, the reason you want to set this out to defrost is you can mix it up and it'll thaw once you start stirring. But if sometimes the little frozen spots just stick together and they don't get mixed in, if that happens, it's all right. You'll just have a pocket of Cool Whip. But if you have it completely thawed, it'll work in easier. So now we're going to set our whisk to the side. And I'm just going to, you can set it on the lid or whatever. And we're going to take a spatula. This is what I use to get the Cool Whip out. And you're just going to mix this in with the pudding mix. Now, especially if it's frozen, you want to push down and spread it out because the more you mix the whipped topping in with the pudding mix, or the pudding now, I guess, the more together those flavors are going to be. And that's what you want. You don't want pockets of pudding and pockets of Cool Whip. You want it to be one nice texture. And you'll see as we're mixing it in, I still have those frozen spots. We're going to mash those in. But you'll start to see the pudding color gets lighter and lighter, which is what you want to see. You want to make sure everything's roughly the same color. With this pudding mix, that means it's just a really light yellow, almost white. I'm going to mix that up a little bit. And because mine was frozen, I can still see little clumps, but we're going to take a break on that for a second, and then we're going to put in, right now, our sour cream, and it's just a cup of it, and while that might not sound delicious, this helps give it a creaminess, and you don't taste the sour cream at all. Sour cream is mostly just there to thicken this up, which is exactly what you want, especially if you serve it immediately. If you let it chill, it'll thicken up by itself. But if you're worried about tasting the sour cream, you don't need to. You don't taste it at all. Unless you fail to mix it in. if you mix everything in completely, you're not going to taste that sour cream. Which also means it's very, very important to make sure this is completely mixed together. Because the last thing you want is to be eating a thing of banana pudding and just get a mouthful of sour cream. We're going to keep mixing that in. Mix it up a little bit more. Make sure you don't have any clumps. Because those clumps are just pockets of whipped topping. And they're not going to taste bad, but they're not going to taste like pudding either. And you also want to make sure, first off, make sure you're scraping the sides and bottom of the bowl. Just getting everything mixed together. And once again, make sure that all that sour cream gets mixed in there. All right, we got it mixed in. There's still a couple of clumps. So what we're gonna do, I'm going to let that set for just a couple of minutes. And while it's sitting, those little clumps are gonna start to thaw a little bit more. So we're going to let it sit, thaw for a few minutes, and set up the rest of our pudding. So I have my bowl. I'm going to probably end up using two bowls. Now, the way we have this, it's a layer. So first, we're going to take our vanilla wafer and our bananas. And you're going to want just a regular kitchen knife for the bananas. You don't need anything sharp. But what we're going to do, you're going to layer both the vanilla wafers and the bananas on the bottom. Now, you can do this either way. What I like to do is I like to put the vanilla wafers on the bottom, and then I put the bananas on top, because you want the pudding to settle so it'll be in contact with the wafers. But those bananas will provide a little bit of a buffer and keep those vanilla wafers just slightly crisper. Now, I'm going to do, especially because my bowl at the bottom is pretty small, I'm going to do two layers before I put in the bananas. And since I have two containers, I'm actually going to put one layer on the bottom of the other one, because I usually need two things just to use up all my pudding. But whatever size you have, a three-quart bowl, like a trifle bowl especially, should fit everything. I don't have one of those, so I just use whatever I have lying around. But now that I have that layer of vanilla wafers, I'm going to grab one of my bananas. And I put that off yet. I'm going to take it, and we're just going to slice it into strips. Doesn't have to be a thickness. You want to keep them roughly the same size. I'm trying to do maybe around an inch, half an inch. The thicker banana slices you have, the more banana flavor you're going to have. But that's really just a personal preference and whatever feels right. We're just going to layer those on top of the vanilla wafers. If there's holes, that's fine. This recipe calls for 6 bananas. I usually don't use that much, but if I were to make a double layer of bananas, or if I were to use thicker slices of banana, I would probably use more. But for this one, I'm going to use this layer at least. It's probably going to have 1.5 to 2 bananas just with my bowl. It also depends on your bowl shape. I'm going to make sure I have a nice layer of banana. Then when that's full, I'm going to leave that. I'm going to put it in the other bowl. And obviously, if you only have one bowl, you don't have to worry about doing two. But especially the first time you make this, it is handy to have at least one other bowl handy, just in case it's more than you expected. So go ahead. It's not a very hard job. It's just a little bit time consuming, but that's what we want. Those little things of whipped topping are thawing for us to use. And as I said earlier, this is one of those recipes that I've always used. The few times I've made it, I've used vanilla pudding.
But you could easily do it with some other kind of pudding that you want, as long as it's instant pudding. But, like I said, I think it would be really interesting sometime to try this with chocolate pudding. Chocolate and bananas. So, maybe that's something you want to try if you have chocolate pudding at home. But I gotta just get a couple more bananas. And now, the base of our bowls are set. Leave that knife out because we're going to put another layer of bananas on. But our base layer at the moment is done. And I'm going to pop the rest of my whipped topping into the freezer again, just to use it for another time. I'm going to go back to our mixing bowl. Now, just keep mixing it up. It should be a really light color now. Just keep going. Double check everything. Most of the lumps have settled out now, which is what we want. And then just make sure you're folding it too. Scrape the side of the bowl and flip it over. That'll make sure everything gets mixed up. You can see if there's any lumps. If you just stir it, you might not be able to see it. But if you fold it, just take a soft spatula, like a silicone spatula, scrape the side, and flip it over the top. What that's going to do, that's going to make sure everything's nice and mixed up. Gonna make sure everything, you can see all the parts of it. Looks pretty good. I'm just gonna take our whisk, go through it really quick. You don't have to do this. This kinda lightens it up. I wanna be careful. We don't wanna add too much air to it, which is what whisks are good for. Just a little bit. Now, everything looks like it's mixed up. Also, just make sure you go around the bowl, especially around the rim of the bowl. So make sure all of that is mixed in. Now it's got should have a pretty good pudding consistency. Should be a little bit runny, which is what you want, especially get it into the bowl. But you don't want it to be too runny or too thick, because if it's too runny, it will need to set some more. If it's too thick, it's hard to work. Now we're going to take our bowl with our base in it. And we're just going to fill up the bowl till it's about halfway full. Because we're going to add a second layer. Make it to about halfway full. Make sure you don't spill any of this, because that can go everywhere. Once we get it, we're going to take the bowl with the base, and we're just going to shake it a bit. And what that's going to do, that's going to make sure the pudding all settles and there's less air pockets. So we're just going to shake it down. You might see a bubble or two. That's just where it's settling down to those cracks between the bananas and the wafers. And that way you can get more into one bowl. But if you do that a little bit and just let it sit, I'm going to put a little bit into the other container. You want to make sure you leave enough for the second layer though. And if a little bit drips, you can try it, and that's very good. It's really good. Really nice and vanilla-y. Okay, and I just dropped some. But you'll also notice you don't taste that sour cream. That's exactly what you want. You want to be able to taste that sour cream. Now, you want to make sure you don't have that sour cream taste, because if you do, you might want to mix it up a little bit more. All right, I had to step away for a second because I spilled a little bit of my pudding, but that's all right, mistakes happen. But let's go back to our first bowl, and we filled that up about halfway with the pudding. And the reason we did that is because we're going to put another layer of wafers and banana in it. So just on top of the pudding, just gonna put another single layer of wafers, and because of the pudding, they're gonna stay wherever you put them, so this will make sure they don't slip around or anything. And you can do two layers if you want. I'm just going to do the one with maybe a couple more. But it's all up to you. You don't want to use too many wafers. But if you use a few more than a layer, that's all right. Once again, this is one of those recipes you just have to work around by yourself. But now that we have that, we're going to add another layer of banana. You want to make sure with this one especially you don't have too thick, because you want a layer of pudding to cover the entire thing. You don't really want this to go up to the very top. But if it does, that happens. The way my bowl is, if you're using, I think a trifle bowl is the same diameter all the way up. Mine gets wider, which means I'm going to use slightly more banana in the second layer, but it's more spread out, so it balances out. But I mentioned earlier I spilt some of my other bowl, but mistakes happen. That's why it's good to have a way that you can clean it up easily. And thankfully I had a apron on, which kept it from getting all over me. It got over me a little bit, but blocked a lot of it, which is good because I don't want to have to wash a lot of clothes because I spilled something in the kitchen. So it might actually be a good investment. But we just finished our last layer of banana. Set that aside. And now we're going to fill up the bowl with pudding. And if you have a little bit extra, you can eat it. You can make a second dish. Whatever works. There's no real way to tell with this. But as you put it in, sort of spread it over everything. Because we'll shake this down too. But you might have less or more than you expected. So just kind of make sure everything gets covered up. Make sure, especially if you have a spatula, scrape that bowl so you get all of it out. And if you want to use your spatula and eat a little bit of the leftovers too, not going to blame you. It's pudding. It's very good. Do that. Just make sure everything's as covered as you can get it. Spread it around. Scrape off your spatula. And once that's empty, just take that bowl again, sort of shake it down again, fill in all those cracks. I can see a little bit of banana through the top, but for the most part, I've got everything covered. So we're gonna shake it down. I'm going to rinse off my hands because it's not uncommon to get some pudding on it. Rinse it off. Now this part is completely optional, but what I like to do, I like to take a couple wafers and sort of crumble them up and sprinkle them on top of the pudding. This is mostly just for show. I think it looks good. You don't want to do this or you ran out of wafers, that's all right. It doesn't add much flavor. It's just for presentation, really. Do that. Like I said, this is just for presentation, so however you want it to look is fine. I usually have a good layer around, a couple big pieces, but mostly they're just small crumbs on top. And then once we get that, we should be done. Now, this is one of those recipes, it's very good either way, but right now you have two options. You can go ahead and serve it now, but what I usually do is I'm going to cover it with aluminum foil. You can use saran wrap, just anything you want. And I usually let it sit in the fridge for a couple hours at least. And that kind of lets the pudding set, gets everything cool, and it makes it more refreshing, especially in the summer. But whether you eat it immediately or you let it sit for an hour or two, this is a very good dessert. Very simple. This is basically a staple in Southern potlucks. But that should be the cold banana pudding finished. So, thank you very much for listening. Happy cooking.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. Today's recipe has been cold banana pudding, and that comes from a cookbook produced and written by the members of my church. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a rating or follow us on whatever podcasting platform you use, And also share this with your friends, because word of mouth is the best way to get a podcast like this to spread and grow. If you want more information about this show, as well as chances to suggest recipes, you can follow us on Instagram at college_cookery. And if you happen to make any of the dishes from our desserts, you can use the hashtag #collegecookery for your posts and tag us in that, and we'll see what you make. But with that, thank you very much for listening, and happy cooking.